Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba. You know, it's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. What are you going to get that friend or friends? Whether it's for a regular friend or a friend that you're in their pants, you can make this season a jolly one with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products, and you're going to have all the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you, big boy. Santa cares about a sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty. It's all by going to manscaped.com and using my promo code Bubba. That includes free shipping and 20% off. Smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. How about the Crop Preserver? It's a ball deodorant. Or the Crop Reviver, which is a ball toner. They can solve your stank problems all day long. And once they touch your sack, you never go back, buddy. Get 20% off and free shipping using Bubba as your promo code at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Did anybody see this?
I did.
And I'm just going to say this, and I'm sure everybody have an opinion about it. But if this was the other way around.
Oh, he's gone.
Now, if this is the other way around. Now, mind you, this is involving Bubba Wallace, who's driving the McDonald's car, and Kyle Larson, who's driving the Hendrix car, number 5. Bubba Wallace is 23. His team is owned by Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin. And Kyle Larson is driving the Rick Hendrix car. Now, the backstory to this is that Kyle Larson was thrown out of NASCAR for a year for supposedly in a camaraderie type way, dropping the N-word. He called a fellow white guy his N.
On Twitch.
On Twitch. They were doing like an iRacing kind of guy. They were doing an iRacing deal on Twitch. And it pretty much, they tried to cancel this guy forever. Absolutely forever. Now, if there's anybody that knows anything about racing, and I'm probably, and Dan and Blitz are the ones that really do know something about racing. As you watch this highlight, I want you to watch this. So it's Bubba Wallace in the McDonald's car, and it's Kyle Larson in the blue car down below.
Now, and they're nose to nose,
and they're nose to nose, and they're going, and they're going to be exiting a turn. Now, my opinion goes, it goes like this: the blue, which you're supposed to run the guy as a race car driver, you're supposed to run the guy up the wall,
yes,
as much as you can, then give him some space. A little bit of space. Now, Dale Sr. wouldn't have given you any space. Tony Stewart probably wouldn't have given you any space. But nonetheless, Kyle gave Bubba space to be able to not go under the wall. Bubba Wallace's inability to control his car slammed him into the wall. Then he retaliates against Larson. Now, I'm going to, Blitz, I don't think you've seen this.
I have not.
But I want you, I'm going to play it. And you'd not, I want between you and Dan and myself, To conversate about whose fault this is. Here we go.
Battle off of turn 4 here. The vote.
Now, if you look, hold on.
Big battle.
If you look.
Battle off of turn.
Boom. Now, if you look right there, is Kyle Larson not giving him enough room to slow the car down? The problem is Bubba Wallace has no car control, and he didn't lift, brake, set the car. And
go back a little bit.
Big battle.
Now, at this point,
there's no contact either.
There's no contact. And at this point, Bubba Wallace, as you can see, there's no contact. Here we go. Hold on.
Big
boom.
Big battle.
Boom.
Off a turn.
Boom.
Still no contact.
Kyle Larson at this point actually drives down a little bit. Because he see that Bubba's pushing up to the wall. Boom. Now, at this point, man, I mean,
you can gain control back, right? A fat for Wallace.
I mean, at this point, not really. Hold on.
Big battle off a turn.
Bubba Wallace didn't keep it down. Bubba Wallace went in too far and was so hell bent on passing Larson. Larson stays his line.
Big battle off.
And you can even see Larson's nose wiggle a little bit, and then he turns it down, knowing that he may have squeezed the guy. Now, even if you're going to blame this on Larson, this is absolutely a racing deal. Like, this is not a...
There's nothing dirty here.
No. And in the worst-case scenario, this is a racing deal.
Right.
Okay, so hold on.
Big
boom. Now, if you see it right there, Kyle's car twitches a little bit to the right, and he turns it to the left because he knows that he just air-dammed or shoved all of his... Basically, he just side-drafted Wallace and nosed and just basically... And that causes a car to push.
Big battle.
Boom. No
so
contact.
So when Bubba says pushing, Anna, he means it's just not steering like it wants to.
Yeah,
so it's not turning. It just keeps going straight and not turning left like he's trying to turn.
Mm-hmm. That's what he means by pushing. All right, so he hits the wall.
Big battle off of turn four here.
Hits the wall.
And then he bounces off the wall and hits Larson, which is normal.
No, hold on. But at this point now, he bounces the wall. Now he's pissed at this point. Larson collects his car, and then Bubba retaliates and takes him out. I'm going to let it play in its entirety, and then we'll go ahead and watch.
Big battle off of turn four here.
Into the wall goes Bubba Wallace. Oh. And he comes back across the track, tags the five. They're both in the wall, and the caution comes out.
Except the 20 car.
Now, that could be a retaliation. I thought that the original Bubba hitting the wall deal, maybe Larson, that's completely in every, and no matter how you slice it, a racing deal. But nonetheless, you know, I don't think you go back and retaliate on the guy. But you did. So let's say that, okay, it's all a racing deal. And Bubba Wallace didn't want to be treated that way. Felt as if you dirty drove him. And then takes you out. Now it's over. Because
the idiot takes himself out.
Yeah, he did. But Blitz and the worst case. Listen, my opinion is Larson didn't do anything wrong. Larson distanced himself from it. Then Wallace came and retaliated against him. So in the overall like racing keeping score deal, all right, it's you screwed me and pushed me into the wall. I retaliated and wrecked us both. We're both out now. It's over.
Bubba, may I offer a slightly different opinion?
Yeah.
I don't think Larson did anything wrong.
No, he didn't.
If that happened to me, if I was in the blue car, after both cars came to a stop, I would come out of my car and beat Bubba Wallace's ass right in front of all the Las Vegas fans.
Right. That's great.
I would whoop his ass for this.
So,
well, he also knows if he did that, he would never drive again.
But hold on, guys. You don't know what happens.
Okay. Because no one watched this.
No, hold on. You don't know what happens.
I tried to.
Shh. Everybody be quiet. Which only makes what Bubba Wallace did more egregious.
Yeah.
Yes, if I'm Bubba Larson, I get out of my car and I go to commence to trying to whip some ass because you just took me out. I gave you room. I didn't touch you going in the corner. You didn't lift or brake to slow your car down enough. You hit the wall. You then came and completely 100% retaliated on me. Now we're both junked on the record, and I'm going to whip your ass. I'm going to at least try.
Yep. I was surprised.
Wait till you see how this goes down.
I was surprised announcers had his back.
Oh, hold on. Listen.
Rhett wants to say something, I guess.
Hey, Rhett.
So I just had a question. I don't know if the replay will show it because the beginning of the clip didn't show it, but people are asking about the backstretch before that turn because the clip starts it.
It shows
basically
it. No, it shows
halfway
it.
Through the turn. So, like, how hot were they really both coming into that turn to where, you know, maybe Larson pushed him uphill.
Your girlfriend put you up to this?
Into the wall deal because they were both riding pretty hot.
No, yeah, it shows the replay before.
Just watch.
The wall goes Bubba Wallace. And he comes back across the track, tags the five. They're both in the wall. The caution comes out.
Except the 20 car of Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell hard into the outside wall.
Took out another guy.
A playoff driver.
Christopher Bale.
Involved in this. That hard racing by the five.
I'm just going to tell you this. I am so tired of NASCAR, the sanctioning body, the announcers, and the they have actually a, is it an edict or an edit? Like, what is it?
Yeah.
What, they have an edict. NASCAR has an edict. Or like where you have to always put Bubba Wallace over.
They did it. They did it in this one. The one guy started really going after Wallace. Right.
And the 45 now has caught up the 20 of Christopher Bell.
Now just watch, guys.
Well, if that wasn't intentional, I don't know what was. You okay?
Bubba Wallace out of the car. The AMR safety crew to him. As he
now is McDonald's. If let me just tell you before I continue on. If let's just, I want you to keep this in the back of your mind. If this was opposite, Kyle Larson would be banned from NASCAR yet again.
He's walking down the racetrack.
They went into turn three, three wide, battling for position, arguing through turn four.
He's headed right now for the five car.
The five came up the racetrack.
I'm telling you right now, Blitz, NASCAR has created a monster.
Oh, yeah, they have always treated him differently than everybody
else. From the Talladega noose deal, which was a non-issue, nobody reported that in the Talladega issue. They went back and got the garage company that put all the new garage doors in there about 8 or 9 years ago, and that they said every one of the garage door handles were shaped that way so that they could more easily pull the doors down. And then they went and showed pictures that, yes, indeed, it just wasn't Bubba Wallace's garage door that was in a noose-type deal. Every one of them was. Every one of them were.
That sent Bubba into the wall.
Bubba sent himself into the wall.
Seems to be a little upset about that. Wants to know what was
going
on.
They replay it though, right?
Yeah.
Over there.
Okay.
There's some big impacts.
Larson's out of the car as well. We saw him take the helmet off. Bubba now about 20 yards away.
As they were spinning, they clipped the 20 car coming by.
And I'm going to tell you right now, man, Bubba spun him on purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, Larson didn't do anything wrong, but in the worst case scenario, it was a racing deal. Absolutely a racing deal. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Now...
What a bitch.
Blitz, I'll tell you this. I have...
You can't hit swing at him because then you get attacked.
No, Bubba Wallace is the bitch.
But no, hold on. Oh. Yeah, thank you. But Blitz, I have... I'm not going to mention any names, okay? But I spoke to somebody late last night about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
You were still awake?
No, I wasn't. I went up to pee. I peed, and I got a text from somebody.
Okay.
And knowing that I was going to talk about this today, and my insider, I'm just going to say insider, said, Kyle Larson didn't bitch out. He just couldn't retaliate.
Of course.
Because of the situation. Now, if this is opposite.
Paul Wallace is such a bitch, though.
If Kyle Larson was the aggressor on Bubba Wallace, Kyle Larson wouldn't have a job right now.
Right.
You're 100% right.
And I got to tell you, man, I have all the respect in the world for Larson for being able to restrain himself and not take his helmet and make Bubba Wallace eat his helmet right now.
Or even push him back or really touch him.
It'd be funny if you had kicked him right in the crotch.
I mean, Kyle, I feel so bad for Kyle Larson because Kyle Larson
can't do anything.
Knew.
He's impotent.
He cannot do nothing.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I don't know why anyone would watch this at all anymore. It's
horrible. Blitz, I'm not watching it.
No, I'm just
saying.
But
this is the kind of stuff why I'm not watching it. This is exactly why I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
They've made this guy he's untouchable. What do you think? He's Dale Sr. now?
Literally, Bubba Wallace, obviously, essentially frustrated. NASCAR.
He's not listening to the officials. I mean, he should be suspended.
Hold on.
Calm down. They want to get him in the AMR safety vehicle to get him back to... Infield Care Center.
Don't you wish you had a guy like Rob Kahn was one of the officials, Blitz, and he just leg swept him and put him down and choked him?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime the drivers get out of the cars, they have to go to the Infield Care Center, and so that's where they're headed. Let's take a look at what happened.
So now the back straightaway, the 4 and the 45 are side by side. Larson's going to go to the bottom here into turn 3. Harvick backs out. The 5 sliding up the racetrack, sliding up the racetrack.
Never.
100% Bubba's fault.
Never, but you gotta. Never did the 5 car, even when he got a run on Harvick. Never did he touch anybody. He did slide her up because he was carrying so much momentum into the corner, but he never touched anybody. That's called a slide job. And the guy on top that's getting slid, you got two things you can do. That just shows you how inexperienced Bubba Wallace is. When you're getting slid, you either back out or you're gonna wad your stuff up.
Just like the 4 car did. The 4 car backed up.
The bottom here into turn 3.
See, he backed off. He didn't want part of that.
Hold on, ready? Hold on.
Sliding up the race.
Not touching.
Track sliding up the.
Not touching.
Racetrack.
Not touching. Not touching. Still not close. But not touching. Now, at this point, Larson backs off, gives Bubba room. Boom. Bubba gauges the wall, hits the wall. Larson then hits Larson. Larson's like, I need to get out of here.
Bubba just feels like that the 5 didn't give him as much room as he would have liked to come off of that corner. Kind of chasing him up the track here.
I mean, held his position.
Yeah, Larson's got him in a bad spot right there and gets him in the wall. Then they go down the front straightaway, and it just looks like to me Bubba hangs a left.
He does.
To retaliate, and I got a problem with that. You're going.
You know what?
good for you, Burton, the mayor. Good for you.
Oh, is that who it was? Because I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah, that was Burton. That's Jeff Burton.
Yeah.
And he's considered the mayor. They call him the mayor. He was the mayor because he was the longest tenured guy for the longest time. Even when Tony was there, Jeff Burton was the mayor. And I actually appreciate that he's saying something here.
And I got a problem with that. You're going as fast as they're going, and you hang a guy in the right rear quarter panel. That is exceptionally dangerous. That's racing right there. Larson's fault
stay
for
up,
sure.
Stay up, stay
that
up,
right
stay
there
up,
is not
stay
acceptable.
Middle, stay middle.
Takes out Christopher Bell. That's exceptionally dangerous move.
The shot the five takes to the driver's door on the front straightaway is vicious. I mean, it's a hit.
When you turn a guy, deliberately turn a guy, and he now, his body, his car is now parallel, or would that be perpendicular or parallel?
Yeah,
perpendicular.
When you're perpendicular to the race, to the other race cars, you not only are risking, you're getting your life risked. Now, if it's an isolated incident where you spin yourself out, okay, what? But when you got a guy takes you out, and now you're facing race traffic in this manner, and you even take out an innocent bystander.
That's not right. I mean, Kyle Larson clearly messed up and got Bubba in the wall. That's on Larson, but a retaliation in the right rear quarter panel on a mile and a half racetrack, that is exceptionally dangerous.
Tria Bill, $100 cash, PayPal.
PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, all at the Bubba Army. And to make it matters worse, Bubba Wallace comes out the aggressor, swinging, pushing, and Kyle Larson knows because of the landscape as to him returning and whatever, he couldn't really even fight back.
And it caught up the 20 of Christopher Bell. This is the risk.
Now, Blitz, is NASCAR going to do something, or is this going to be the infamous Bubba Wallace pass?
And then they're not going to do anything.
Bonds, Bubba Wallace didn't like Larson turning away from him.
After the fourth push, he'd gotten the helmet in the cheek. I mean, the helmet was right in his right hand. He saw his helmet.
One, two, three, four.
Right there. That would have been it. Right across
five,
the jaw.
Six. One, two, three, four.
Kind of surprised by Bubba's frustration. I know that he felt like he had a winning race car.
Hey, race fans.
Anyway, I'm over Bubba Wallace. I'm absolutely over Bubba Wallace. And is NASCAR going to do anything? Who sent me what here?
This was his post, or like when they went and go talk to him.
Oh, hold on. Bubba.
If you go up, that should be the video.
Right here.
No, up. It's the video. Right there.
Was out of the infield care center. We could clearly see your anger, Bubba. First,
Bubba. Blitz, I'm interested to see what he says here.
Through what happened, Cliff Daniels said, if that wasn't retaliation, I don't know what was. Was it intentional retaliation on your behalf?
Clint's smart enough to know how easy these cars break, so when you get shoved into the fence, like deliberately like he did, trying to force me to lift, steering was gone, so just so happened to be there.
But you didn't lift.
Hate it for our team. Fast, super fast car, had no short run speed as you were seeing, we were kind of falling there. Larson wanted to make a three-wide dive bomb, never cleared me, and I don't lift, so I know I'm kind of new to running.
I don't lift.
All right.
I'm glad you're all that,
asshole.
Buddy. I'm glad you're all that, man. Because everybody lifts. Everybody does.
Not him.
Nope.
I don't lift,
so wasn't even in a spot to lift, and he never lifted either, and now we're junk, so just a piss poor.
No, I mean, it would have been just one car junked, yours.
It still wouldn't have been junked.
Because you didn't lift.
Move on his execution.
When situations like this happen, Bubba, at this speed, is retaliation an acceptable thing?
Stop fishing.
I'm not fishing. I'm just asking you.
Stop fishing.
Hold on. This guy thinks he's all that now.
He thinks
because he is, Bubba.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose the Michael Jordan team deal. They don't want to lose him. McDonald's. The NASCAR will give him and let him do whatever he wants.
Celebrities come out to see him.
Yeah.
Stop fishing.
I'm not fishing. I'm just asking you. Let's also talk about the message you wanted to send to Kyle by going up to him after the incident?
He knows. He knows that what he did was wrong. He wanted to question what I was doing. He never cleared me. So just hate it for our team. Our McDonald's Toyota Camry was super solid. Just needed to find a little bit on the short run, get the balance where we needed it, and it would have been just like Kansas. But now that car's jumped.
There's always unintended consequences when something like this happens. Christopher Bell was a part of that, clearly a Toyota teammate and a playoff driver. Your reaction to that?
Sports.
Yeah, Kyle
what
Larson.
An asshole.
He did not better himself by that interview.
I don't care, black, white, green, purple. That guy is an asshole that shouldn't be driving in that field.
It's an out, so walk us through.
Let's see.
Through the incident from your perspective, and did his...
By the way, for those scoring at home, this is a real race car driver right here. This is arguably one of the greatest race car drivers in the history of the sport.
Yep.
This guy here can go out on a Friday night and drive a Lucas late model and win, a USAC non-wing 410 and win, an open wheel modified and win. This guy is, and even by, I've talked to Tony Stewart about this. Tony Stewart says this is the greatest race car driver in the history of racing.
Oh, wow.
Better than A.J. Foyt, better than Mario. Now, you know, I know Lewis Hamilton and some of the F1. That, you know, Dan, I don't know anything about F1, but as far as American-based.
But this guy is in the elite class of drivers.
Oh, yeah. One of the greatest drivers of all time. All time. This guy right here.
Young Money.
Reaction and retaliation kind of surprise you.
No, I mean, it didn't surprise me. I obviously made an aggressive move into three and got in low and got loose and chased it up a bit. And, yeah, I mean, he got to my right front and it got him tight and into the wall and knew he was going to retaliate. So, like I said, I mean, he had a reason to be mad, but his race wasn't over until, you know, he retaliated. So, it is what it-
I think this guy's a gentleman. Took onus of what he did, right?
Yep. It is just aggression turned into frustration, and
Blitz, I wish you could say it like it really was and be like, this guy really has no talent, I'm one of the greatest of all time, but when you're one of the greatest of all time, the no talent guy has to spin you.
Retaliated.
Is retaliation, Kyle, at that speed an acceptable thing?
Retaliation at 180, 185 miles an hour is deadly.
It can be.
It can be deadly.
Absolutely.
I think with everything that's been going on here lately with head injuries and, all that, you know, fractured ligaments and all that, I don't think it's probably the right thing to do. But, you know, hey, we've all done it. Maybe not all of us, but I have. I've let the emotions get the best of me before, too. So just...
I don't think Kyle Larson could have handled it any better, and I don't think Bubba Wallace could have handled it any worse, in my opinion.
I'm sure... Yeah, I know he's probably still upset, but I'm sure with everything going on, he'll know that he made a mistake in the retaliation part, and I'm sure, you know, he'll think twice about it next time.
What about the off-track retaliation when he came up and tried to shove you? Did that catch you off guard?
No, I mean, I seen him walking over, so I figured he would do something, so just...
I just wish you could say, unfortunately, I can't touch him because of the world that we live in, and he is the sacred cow around here, so I had to sit there and take it, and it's not a big deal. He didn't get any good licks in.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just like I said, he had every right to be upset. I'd rather him do that than tear up, you know, our cars in a dangerous matter.
He would be eating a bell helmet
right now. Right there. With his arms out. That's the shot.
Yep. Uppercut with a bell, right?
Yep. Right across. A little upward action. He'd go right down.
And Blitz, it's going to be interesting to see, if NASCAR even talks about this. If it's even a thing. Probably not. Hello.
Hey, I'll make it quick about the Bubba deal. And, I got some good insight on racing and all that crap. Anyway, the Bubba thing is, I think he's so frustrated. He does have fast cars. He knows he has fast cars. He doesn't win but one rain delay and one race because a couple good cars trashed out. Anyways, he's jealous of Larson. He's jealous of what he does. He's jealous he can't say Larson, please. So he goes in there and right rears Larson after he stepped on his own D because Larson pinched him, but he didn't put him in the wall. He ran him tight. And
no, that's the way
like,
Tony
oh,
that's the way Tony Stewart run you up the wall. That's the way, you know, Dale Sr. run you up the wall. That's the way, you know, Matt Kenseth would have ran you up the wall. That's the way you do. You run a guy up the wall. You, that's what you do. And if he doesn't lift and he doesn't brake and set the car, then you wall yourself. That's what happens. Yep.
He needs a cheerleading outfit, right? Remember that? If you lift, get the cheerleading outfit.
Now, let's not get into my parenting skills. Thanks, buddy. By the way, let's not forget, Kyle's a minority, too. He's an Asian.
Is he? His mom's Japanese.
Yeah.
He's half Asian?
He's Asian.
Asian-American.
Hmm. He's an Asian-American.
Who knew?
Do anybody, do they get repped?
No.
Does NASCAR do anything here?
No. There's a lot of people calling for, obviously, Bubba Wallace to be suspended.
They won't.
They won't.
There's no way.
Blitz will probably give him a promotion.
Yeah. The worst thing they'll do is go talk to him and say, hey, that wasn't cool.
I also have an insider. They also have throttle trace to look at that will show if he's off the gas or on the gas, plus steering trace. So they now have telemetry, Dan, where they have throttle trace and steering trace to see, you know, if Bubba had an opportunity to steer differently or gas it differently. I guess he pretty much said, though, he doesn't lift.
He doesn't
only lift. Idiots don't lift. You got to lift all the time so that you don't wall yourself.
I know.
That shows you how stupid
so
he
stupid.
Is.
The Bubba Radio Network will return after this.